With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Does a movie have to make sense for you to enjoy it? Well, I guess that kind of depends on your opinion of what movies are supposed to deliver. But given the cult successes of films like Mulholland Drive, Primer, Pi, The Fountain, and The Tree of Life, it does seem that a perceived lack of sense shouldn't necessarily deter a film from enchanting audiences, or at the very least, giving them a bloody memorable time. So, with that in mind, I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 awesome movies that make no sense whatsoever. Number 10, Crank 2. Despite dying at the end of the first Crank, Jason Statham's bug-eyed Chev returns, fully kitted out with an artificial heart, no less, for sequel Crank 2. The premise here is nuts but simple. Essentially, Chev has got until the charge runs out in his heart to get his birth pumper back, and with so many gangsters out to get him, it won't be easy. This, as you might imagine then, is a film that simply does not care, and it's all the better for it. Hell, there's a point where, while fighting Johnny Vang at a power station, yep, everyone in this movie has the best name, Chev ends up electrocuted, transforming their battle into a giant Godzilla-esque showdown, in which the pair now appear to be supersized monsters, complete with exaggerated cartoonish masks of the actors, who tear the station to pieces. Hell, there's even miniature figures playing the sight-stunned employees for added kicks. As you might have guessed then, Crank 2 is a movie that recklessly abandons typical narrative logic, and is all the better for it. Most of the movie is just a 12-year-old boy's stream of consciousness, from excessive nudity to grotesque comic violence, and everything in between. Number 9, Holy Motors. In Holy Motors, a man named Mr. Oscar goes about his day being driven to various jobs, where, like an actor, he plays out numerous different roles for seemingly no reason at all. Each one is increasingly more surreal than the last, including a feral redhead man called Monsieur Murder, who interrupts a nearby photo shoot by biting off an assistant's finger, licking Eva Mendez's armpit, and then kidnapping her. Cool. Though it doesn't make a lick of sense, aside from likely being a satire of the film industry, it's ridiculously imaginative. And through the numerous roles that the actor is required to play, constantly changes up the scenario before anyone can get boring. Plus, in addition to Mendez's bizarre cameo, Kylie Minogue also shows up for a brief sing-song, it's got a mocap sex scene, and talking limousines as well. Director Leos Carax is known for his surrealist works. And if you like the sound of this one, you should absolutely check out last year's Annette as well. You'll just never look at Adam Driver the same way again, trust me. Number 8, Pink Flamingos. Quite frankly, all of John Waters' early work could have made it on this list. Multiple Maniacs has a giant lobster rapist, Female Trouble has its surreal club act, but it's Pink Flamingos that remains the director's most bewildering and controversial film. Here, low-flying criminal Divine has been given the title of the filthiest person alive, much to the annoyance of rivals Connie and Raymond Marble, who aim to take the crown from her at any and all costs. What comes next is a series of barely connected scenes as every character tries to one-up another, which is pretty much just an excuse for the director to film anything and everything that they could get away with, and everything they couldn't get away with in the early 1970s, to be fair. From chickens being killed while two people have sex, to spread open buttholes staring straight down the camera, to the now infamous scene of Divine eating real-life dog crap off the street, you're always left asking, why have I just watched what I just watched? Still, with its iconic lead character and unforgettable array of depraved acts, Pink Flamingos cemented John Waters' reputation as a master of the midnight movie circuit. Number 7, Eraserhead. Yeah, you knew there had to be a David Lynch movie on here somewhere. Pretty much every single one of the director's flicks could have been included, bar maybe The Straight Story, but it's Lynch's first movie, cult favourite Eraserhead, that continues to be his most impenetrable work. It essentially follows the life of Henry Spencer, who tries to deal with the inhuman mutant baby he's apparently fathered, all the while his girlfriend runs amok and surreal visions invade his psyche. Several times, for instance, Henry encounters visions of the so-called lady in the radiator, who has swollen cheeks and both sings and dances for him, because that's just the kind of film this is. Even Eraserhead's biggest fans will agree that it's probably one of the most nonsensical movies ever made. But frankly, like I mentioned, that's pretty much par for the course for a David Lynch film. Sure, it's a clear satire of life and the then modern world, but there's little help explaining the surreal imagery beyond why not, I guess. That's of course part of the joy though, and Lynch himself summed up the film's ethos best when in an interview he described it as his most spiritual film, and when asked to elaborate on what he meant, he simply said, no. Number 6, Tenet. A lot of Christopher Nolan movies get fingered for being too complicated. Even now, flicks like Inception constantly show up on lists of the most confusing movies ever. But most of his films do make sense when you get down to the nitty-gritty. Yeah, they might be convoluted and obtuse, but they're not too bad if you've got a wiki on hand or something. Tenet, though, is a whole other kettle of fish. An action thriller about time-traveling agents trying to stop a future calamity, the way this movie plays with the flow of time is awesome to see in motion and does create some truly memorable and visually distinct action scenes, but absolutely hurts the old head of everyone trying to piece every detail together. Hell, at one point the characters even pretty much just say not to worry about the fine details and just enjoy the ride. Chris Nolan clearly doesn't care that much. I mean, he doesn't even give the protagonist a name, so if you shut your brain off and have a good time, you'll enjoy the ride. It's just all vibes, man. Number 5, Rubber. Even if you've never actually seen Rubber yourself, you've probably heard of it. This is the one where a rubber tire, you know, the one called Robert, suddenly becomes sentient and starts killing people with its psychic powers, which it can use to explode the heads of anybody it so wishes. Even death doesn't stop its murderous rage, and after being blown away by the police, it vows further revenge in the form of a tricycle. Right from a Rubber's opening scene, it declares itself to be concerned with the idea of things happening for absolutely no reason, so if you stick with it, you might have some idea of what to expect. A surprise it is, though, that Rubber is actually a often hilarious genre mashup, which takes familiar slasher material and reinvents it in a wonderfully absurd way. It's hilarious, evocatively shot, and delightfully bonkers for its time. Number 4, The Room. Now, a lot of movies on this list so far were intentionally daft and ambiguous on purpose. But The Room was not supposed to be anything other than a straightforward, hard-hitting drama, no matter what revisionist history director Tommy Wiseau has come up with since. And on paper, the plot itself shouldn't be all that confusing. It's essentially just a love triangle between nice guy Johnny, played by writer-director-producer Tommy Wiseau, his fiancée Lisa, and her secret lover Mark, who also just happens to be Johnny's best friend. The issue is that Tommy Wiseau had no idea how to tell a coherent story, and as a result, the characters are constantly going on non sequiturs, changing their motivation, entering and exiting subplots, and generally just speak to each other like aliens. Even while making it, Wiseau apparently just spitballed ideas as they went, at one point even considering that Johnny might have been a vampire the whole time. Fortunately, fans would have it no other way. I mean, if The Room was just your regular bad drama, nobody would be talking about it decades later or calling it the Citizen Kane of bad movies. Number 3, Tokyo Gore Police. One of the all-time greatest midnight movies, Tokyo Gore Police is the kind of film that's going to give this video's editor a complete migraine. In a dystopic future Japan, a virus has ravaged the country, turning humans into engineers who, when wounded, can sprout bizarre weapons from that wound. A body horror bonanza, Tokyo Gore Police's already unhinged plot quite quickly becomes suffocated by a whole mass of violence, mutations, and body parts that should not be where they are, just to be a little bit vague about it. By the time a person with a head made out of penises turned up, you're just kind of like, yeah, cool, this is what I signed up for, I suppose. Schlock maestro Yoshihiro Nishimura throws everything at the wall here, and what the movie lacks in coherence, it more than compensates for with its wickedly imaginative gore effects and consistently hilarious efforts to one-up itself. Number 2, Enter the Void. A drug-fueled 2.5-hour trip, Enter the Void is a pretty unique movie. A dreamlike stream of consciousness, Gaspar Noé's flick follows Oscar, an American drug dealer living in Tokyo when, after being set up, is killed by the police. The rest of the movie follows his drug-induced hallucination, as we follow his soul through his entire life and beyond. He doesn't just follow his own mind, though. He occasionally jumps into others, and at one point even finds himself inside a vagina. As you might have guessed, it's fair to say that Gaspar Noé's uncompromising 143-minute trip won't be for everyone. But it's a fiercely ambitious work of experimental cinema that violently grabs the viewer during its snazzy opening title sequence and then basically just never lets up. Enter the Void's dreamlike nature means that it's a mix of unfettered subconscious and doesn't have much inherent coherence, but as an experience, it's as close as cinema might ever get to a proper hallucinogenic narcotic episode. Number 1, House. You'll never forget the first time you watch House. Hell, you'll never forget the first time you Google House to figure out what the hell you just watched, and you'll certainly never forget gleefully showing it to your friends who have no idea what they're in for. In this madcap horror, a young schoolgirl named Gorgeous visits her aunt for the summer and brings her 6 pals along with her. However, unfortunately for them, the aunt's house is possessed and becomes hell-bent on devouring each and every one of them. Now, that might sound like a straightforward horror movie, but it's in the execution where House goes nuts, with surreal VFX, hilarious comedic beats, and pianos that come to life to chomp up our heroes. It's like Evil Dead 2 on steroids, and never stops being hilariously entertaining. It feels made by someone who can't quite believe that they've been given real life money to make a movie, and they sure as hell were going to make the most of it. Trust me, the next time you're in the mood for something totally bonkers, just don't think, put this on, and see what you think of it afterwards.